January 20, 2026, 6 o'clock. This is a special meeting of the Public Safety Committee. We're gonna call the meeting to order. May I have a roll call, please?
Blake Parsons.
Here.
Nick Miller.
Here.
John Krug.
Here.
Randy Barth.
Here.
Tim Warner.
Here.
All right, does anybody like to speak during public input? Seeing none, moving on. Nothing under new business, unfinished business. Item 5A, resolution 2025-26-13, the purchase of vehicles for the Woodford County Sheriff's Department. Matt, I imagine you have some information for us to review.
That thing might have two there, sorry.
I do. Thank you.
That's a, just a spreadsheet of the dealership that returned bids for the vehicles. So I kind of broke it down because I told them we wanted to bid the van separate from the Explorer police interceptor utilities, just in case, you know, that one dealer could do something, you know, and we got the best price. But as it turns out, Mangold was lowest price on all of them. So the van is the $47,993. The individual price for the police interceptors is $43,920. That's a total for the interceptors. That's a total for everything. That whole package for the interceptors and the van together. The reason the Marl Brothers van is highlighted is not because it's so much higher. It's because he had a new 2024 that he wanted to try and get rid of. The reason it's so much higher is it was a T350 and not a T150, so we don't need a T350. T150 is fine.
How many interceptors are we getting, Matt?
So there's 7 interceptors in that
seven. Number. Okay.
And then 1 transport to replace the. We're getting rid of the old 08, which was one of the original ones, and then getting rid of the 16, I think it is. And this is actually replacing the 16, and we're not gonna have 2 vans, we'll just have the 1.
Well, you talked about close bids.
Matt, on the vehicles that you're retiring and auctioning, what equipment do we grab out of those before we vacate those? And then I imagine we'll have to circle back around to these to equip them at some point when they're delivered.
Right. So Marshall's working on that right now. Unfortunately, unlike when we had the Crown Victorias, which were great, they basically stayed identical interior wise for a significant number of years, and we literally could just move stuff over to a new car. Did it many, many, many times. I did that. It was great. Now every time they come out, they, you know, because you're always 3 or 4 years down the road, they've tweaked some stuff or made some changes, and some of the vehicle specific stuff then won't fit anymore. So I know we're going to be looking at some consoles. He did think that there was some retrofit kits for some of the cages, some of the light bars. There will be a few replaced. There's some we can, you know, buy new brackets for those too. So Marshall's going through all that list and working out what we can pull out and reuse as opposed to what we're going to have to just physically go ahead and get new again. So And it's just because they keep changing the interiors a little bit and changing, you know, distances between things and stuff, that then the old stuff just doesn't fit, so. And we've been kind of dealing with that almost ever since they got rid of the Crown Vics. You might get a couple years and then they make an interior change, and that's what it really causes the issues. Radios will all transfer. A lot of that kind of electronic equipment will all transfer, radars, cameras. Push bumpers, probably not. They probably will not transfer, but electronics will. Rifle mounts probably will transfer.
Will this be in harmony with your budget as far as in further into 26? Any foreseeable needs that you anticipate? You know, I mean, this is 8 vehicles, quite a few, but I feel like you've probably analyzed the rest of the fleet and determined this is maybe going to be the extent of it.
Yeah, yeah, I think this will be pretty much it for the patrol and jail side. If we run into an issue, we do have some money. We will have some additional money in the seized impound vehicle fund if we did run into an issue that we had to get something. Now, one of these vehicles at some point will be paid, reimbursed to the county through insurance. One of these is a totaled one.
Oh.
So it, you know.
So this doesn't accurately reflect the ding to the line item?
It reflects the ding to the line item. It doesn't reflect the ding to the county.
Okay, so
because there's going to be a reimbursement.
Yeah.
The line item's still going to take the hard hit.
Mm-hmm. What was that line item for? I'm having trouble recalling that now.
The line item for the budget line item?
Yep.
So the budget line item that this will be split between two line items. The budget line item is 051 220 50 60 is the budget line item, and then the additional will come out of fund 092, which is the seized impound vehicle fund.
And then those sale of auction of the other vehicles goes back into that impound fund.
Right. And we kind of, I probably kind of shorted us last year, because I think we did 5 last year, but I replaced the Explorer the jail was driving, so the patrol side only got 4 cars. So I probably, in hindsight, shorted the patrol a car last year, actually. But the jail then will be done because they'll have their Explorer and they'll have their new van. So they should be good for, well, I'll recant that. The van should be good for a long time. I think they've already got over 30,000 on the Explorer already. And that we just bought, you know, mid last year. So I would hope the jail could get that out several years, but we'll see. Well, somebody will see.
Okay, it's we've got some other items here. It's 10 after 6, so I guess, is there any other questions as to what the sheriff is asking here as far as these vehicle purchases go? If there's no other questions to the bids, would we want to have a motion for consideration?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to purchase from Ford, Mangle, Ford, and Eureka, 1 police transport van and 7 interceptors for $355,433,000.
Motion by Mr. Krug, second by Mr. Miller. Any further discussion? All in favor of approval signify by aye.
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 Opposed, nay. That passes. Thank you, Sheriff. Resolution, item B, resolution 2025-26-14, the approval of the following contractors: Rightway Construction, BP Electric, Hart Technologies, NAF Flooring, for the remodel of office space at Annex 4 to accommodate the EAC. $44,781.20.
I don't have anything additional. Basically, that's what was presented at the normal committee meeting. The only one that, I mean, the HART one is kind of individual, and the NAP one's individual. Just that's who we use, and that's who we bid for all this carpet was NAP. The HART, there, some of that is already budgeted replacement or additional switch. On the rest, the only one that we went with, which you would perhaps notice, we went with BP as opposed to RAB, even though RAB is lower. The spec we came out with was MC cable with six circuits, and that's what BP did. RAB came back with Romex and five circuits, so they didn't comply with the, I guess, comply with the scope and the spec that we had, so we went with the BP, which was about $600 more. I don't really have anything else to add.
I apologize. I didn't touch base with you on this agenda.
Okay.
Didn't we carry these through committee?
These were carried.
And then also, as well as the EMA furniture purchase, we don't have to take any action on these.
No, I didn't know if you wanted an update or.
Oh.
I'm willing to talk.
Gotcha.
I asked the sheriff, all three need to be on here.
Better safe than sorry. Can't do anything if it's not on there.
I don't believe at committee he had resolution numbers on any of that.
That's the only thing I just figured maybe would give us an opportunity to see the resolution, but I don't think there's any action needed until we bring it before board. Good? Okay, moving on. Nothing under other. No need for an executive session. Mr. Warner?
I would move to adjourn our special meeting.
Motion to adjourn by Mr. Warner, second by Mr. Miller. All in favor of adjournment, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.